Now left Sweden in young years was to make a better living here in this country. And I left Sweden the 16th of August 1883. And I came to this country in the 1st of September 1883. I have traveled extensively in Sweden and seen the beautiful scenery and the fjords and in on the coast of Norway, and also many great big forests where I have strolled around with my father. My father was a gamekeeper and had charge of a great big forest where I could roam around just as I like to. I am always been a lover of nature, and still today, and I have written the most of my poems in the, about nature. I have written over 2,500 poems in different languages, and still writing some. I have composed good many poems in English, Swedish, Norwegian, Danish, and so forth. I love that. I always been a lover of of poetry and fine art, and to stroll around in woods and along the streams and creeks. Nature always appealed to me since I was a child. When I was 10 years of age, my father took me by the hand and led me through the dense forests of Sweden, where I saw many wonderful things, and he, being a learned and educated man, taught me many valuable lessons that I never forget about nature, about plants, birds, and so forth. I shall never forget that. Oh, this the beautiful land of the midnight sun. It still lingers with me. Memories from that land when I was young and could walk around in woods and enjoy nature. In this country too, I have strolled around in many of the states. So Pennsylvania, for most of the time, where I have been. And there is a little streamlet called Kettle Creek in Potter County, where my brother had a summer cottage. Along that creek and mountains, I spent the most of my time in the summers when we had vacation from the shops for a few days or a week at a time. Everything that I saw, I always recorded, took down notes, and wrote pieces about that in the Swedish papers, mostly for my countrymen. I have written for many others, but it appealed to me mostly to write for the Swedish people, because I had a warm heart for my native land. In many years, I was engaged in doing things for my father in Sweden, in the woods. From time to time, we strolled around, and I was a lover of hunting. Oh, how many times I spent in hunting camps in Sweden, in the beautiful land of the midnight sun. Never shall I forget the land of my birth, where I saw so many wonderful things, and where I saw the starry heaven and the aurora borealis in the wintertime, with its radiant all over the country.